Welcome once again to At Home in Your Hymnal. This is Pastor Clint Poppy. Along with me is Pastor Adam Moline. We have sacred music to begin because we're talking about a sacred and holy time in the church year. Today we want to talk about the Triduum, the 3 days, and specifically about the first of those 3 days, Maundy Thursday. Pastor, We've been kind of going backwards here. We started with the Easter Vigil, then we went to Good Friday, and now we're doing the Maundy Thursday service. So, first of all, Maundy, can you tell us a little bit about that? You know, so often the junior high catechumens think that it's Maundy Thursday, and yeah. It's just kind of a service that encapsulates all of those days, but the word is a Latin word, and it is Maundy, and tell us a little bit about that word.
Yeah, the word in Latin means, it can be translated in English, good. So it's Good Thursday, kind of goes with Good Friday as well, and then Holy Saturday. And the idea is that this is beginning the process of the good work that our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And even if you think about it from a Jewish timeline perspective, where each day begins at sunset, our Maundy Thursday services, which are in the evening, remembering the institution of the Lord's Supper, from a Jewish perspective and Jewish time frame, it would already be beginning Good Friday day as soon as the sun sets. And so it starts the passion of our Lord, the work of his salvation accomplished for us by his life, death, and resurrection on Good Friday.
In the Lutheran Church, and especially the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Maundy Thursday has been a very, very significant day in the life of the church. Certainly it's the day that our Lord and Savior Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. Probably more things happened on that one day in our Lord's life than any other day, and we'll expand on that in a little bit as well. But in the history of the Lutheran Church, traditionally, junior confirmation took place on Palm Sunday. And so your junior confirmands were confirmed on Palm Sunday, and then they would all come back together for their first communion on Maundy Thursday. And so this is a traditionally and historically very significant day in the church. Back in the days when our congregations only had the Lord's Supper a handful of times during the year, once a month at the most, some even once a quarter, Maundy Thursday was one of the days, again, because of our Lord's institution, that the congregation always together celebrated the Lord's Supper. And for that reason, church was packed. I can remember when I was a kid that Maundy Thursday rivaled only Christmas Eve and the Easter sunrise service as far as the largest church services in the church year. It's not so anymore. Maundy Thursday services are lightly attended, and I think that probably says as much about our society as it does about what's going on in the Lutheran Church. But I want to read some of the notes from the altar book with regard to the Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday service. Holy Thursday, occurring on the eve of our Lord's crucifixion, begins the celebration of the holy 3 days of Christ's Passover, commonly known as the Triduum. The service on this day culminates the Lenten period of preparation for Christ's passion and resurrection and leads into his sacrifice on our behalf. As such, the service, like that for Good Friday, exhibits a mood of restrained joy. The service of Holy Thursday consists of four parts. Now, we have four main parts in the Easter Vigil service. We talked about that in great length. The four parts of the Maundy Thursday service are the service of corporate confession and absolution, the service of the word, the service of the sacrament, and the stripping of the altar. I think it is that fourth part that makes the Maundy Thursday so memorable for so many people. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about this service of corporate confession and absolution. Now, many churches use the service of corporate confession and absolution to begin their Lenten journey. They use it on Ash Wednesday. Other than that, it is lightly used or rarely used in a regular worship service. So, Pastor, talk about this expanded service of corporate confession and absolution. Why is it a good thing to do, at least occasionally?
It's a good thing to do, not even just occasionally, but to confess our sins on a regular basis. In fact, I would encourage our listeners to do that with their pastor on a regular basis in private confession absolution so that you might hear the word of absolution spoken for you and for the forgiveness of your sin from your pastor. We have the service of corporate confession absolution in an abbreviated form every time we have the divine service when we begin with confession absolution. But this particular service of corporate confession absolution goes in greater detail and talks more directly about what we're doing. It calls to mind all of our sins for the purpose of preparing and examining ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper. It gives us an opportunity to know what God says about the Lord's Supper, to examine our sins, and to hear a word of forgiveness for those sins so that we might go to the altar and receive God's gifts with joy and confidence that in them we have forgiveness, life, and salvation, just as our Lord promises.
The service of corporate confession and absolution is in our hymnal. You know, we've talked about being at home in your hymnal, knowing what is there for your private devotional life, as well as the corporate nature of worship. The service of corporate confession and absolution has a different paragraph suggested for Maundy Thursday. And I want to read that, and then, Pastor, I want you to react to it. During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus on this night when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. That is the opening paragraph in the service of corporate confession and absolution, specifically designed for Maundy Thursday. Pastor, comments?
Well, it takes what is in the regular service of corporate confession absolution on page 290 in your hymnal, and it directs it directly towards what the date in the church year is. Maundy Thursday, the 3 days, are the beginning of the end of Lent. And so it's a reminder that we are spending our Lenten season in repentance, looking ahead to the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And it brings that idea to the very front of our mind that during the season we especially struggle against sin, death, and the devil, and all those things very much more directly than we probably do in the rest of the church year. And so in that way, it's a very positive thing. It takes something that is common and puts it in place specifically for a special date in the church year.
It talks about completing our Lenten discipline. Lutherans don't always talk that way. Completing our Lenten discipline. How would you explain that to someone that might be curious or troubled by that phrase?
Well, we don't want to think of it in a way where we are doing things to earn forgiveness for God throughout the season of Lent. You know, we're not giving up eating fish or whatever it is if you gave something up for Lent for the purpose of making God happy. Rather, it's a reminder to us of who we are, people who are completely at the mercy of Jesus Christ, people who do not deserve forgiveness, life, and salvation, but instead are given it freely. We don't have to buy it with gold or silver, but instead Christ has purchased and won us from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil by his precious blood, innocent suffering and death. And so our Lenten discipline is putting a focus on the reality of who we are, sinful people, and the reality of our salvation, Jesus and his mercy. It is as Luther had in his pocket when he died, we are truly beggars, and that's the thing we're reminded of throughout the Lenten season.
And God's word does tell us that we should discipline our bodies. We should not let our bodies, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts rule us or drive us, but we should have God's word conform our bodies to be more Christ-like. And while this is not a major, major theme of Lutheran theology, it certainly is included in Scripture. And we should not be afraid of that in any way, shape, and form. And quite frankly, a Lutheran piety, which is really what we're talking about here, should last longer than 40 days, the 40 days of Lent. It should be something that is practiced and encouraged 365 days each and every day of our life. The four parts in the time that we have left, the service of corporate confession and absolution, the service of the word, we have special readings or pericopes that are set aside for Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday, the service of the sacrament. It would make sense that we would talk about the service of the sacrament on the day when our Lord and Savior Jesus instituted the sacrament, the Lord's Supper. And then the last part is the stripping of the altar. I want to save that stripping of the altar for the very end of our discussion here. We'll do that in segment four. The service of the readings talks about several different things that happened on Maundy Thursday. And I want our listeners to think about this right now. Think about the things that happened to Jesus or around Jesus on Maundy Thursday. I want you to see how many that you can come up with. And when we come back from our break, we want to take a look at our hymn, a new hymn for Lutheran Service Book. It was out in a few of the other supplements, but it's new to Lutheran Service Book. Number 445, we're going to listen to that verse by verse and recount many of the things that happened to our Lord and Savior on that very, very first Maundy Thursday. The title of the hymn is When You Woke That Thursday Morning. It was written by Yaroslav Vida, who is one of the great modern hymn writers. It is kind of a strangely, almost like childish tune, but the words are awesome. So think about all the things that Jesus did or that happened to Jesus on Maundy Thursday. And when we come back, we will listen to that hymn and see what God has to teach us. Don't change that dial. This is At Home in Your Hymnal. We'll be right back.